The sound of forró has the unique feel of zydeco, European folk, and Brazilian music all rolled into one, with a distinctive and festive call that it's time to party. The style is less dramatic than tango, less athletic than salsa, and for many forrozeiros, fans of forró, it's easier to dance to. The flow forró, a folk genre of Brazilian popular music that generally employs three instruments, the accordion, zambumba, Afro-Brazilian-based drum, and a metal triangle, extracts its musical character from both African and European rhythmic elements, with common stories about nature, the pain of love, and the longing for home. Practitioners of forró originally hail from Nordeste, a northeastern region in Brazil, first discovered and colonized by the Portuguese as well as other European peoples, holds an important place in the country's culture, folklore, cuisines, theater, and legacy of diverse and rich music. Today, cities like Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo, with their growing populations of immigrants from Nordeste, find themselves serving as a new home front for forró. The lingering story of forró suggests that it was formed on farms and plantations of northeast Brazil, where farmers and workers sang a different song to their cows and crops of coffee, sugarcane, corn, and vegetables. As in many agrarian societies, the music in time would move from the fields into houses, then into cafes, and eventually into community gatherings. In addition to Brazil's forró, many other rhythmic styles exist, like Baion, Shoichi, Shashaudu, and Shamego. In all, they are mere variations of the same basic rhythmic pattern enjoyed by dancers of the traditional style of forró, where unlike tango, partners usually in a close embrace move sideways, void of spins or arm movements, a feature that gives the style a modest, modern, and yet attractive appeal without diminishing technique. Some hold that the term forró is a derivative of forrobodo, meaning great party or commotion, linked to slang conversation in Portuguese to describe having fun. Others believe the word is a free expression drawn from the English expression for all, originating in the early 1900s. For many today, especially those in tune with the popular music scene, the term forró is just straightforward plain talk for it's time to party. With modernity, forró as a music form finds itself aligned in performance settings with other musical styles and instruments, including but not limited to the guitar, flute, and fiddle. Though rarely, if at all, the music is void of its most iconic members, the Afro-Brazilian zambumba bass drum and metal triangle. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.